exactly what he has in mind. Also top of mind for Trump, rebuilding Gaza into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East and sending displaced Palestinians to other Arab countries. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Egypt's foreign minister rejected Trump's proposal, and this is sure to come up when President Trump meets with the King of Jordan here at the White House today. Trump has suggested that Jordan and Egypt could just take in all the Palestinians, and yesterday he went a step further, saying he might be willing to cut off their foreign aid if they don't comply.
A Senate committee has sent Tulsi Gabbard's nomination as National Intelligence Director to the full Senate. CBS's Taryn Small says a vote is expected this week.
After Gabbard's name is voted out of the Senate floor, then another 30 hours starts for RFK Jr. But again, it doesn't look like he's going to face much pushback from Republicans.
In New York, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is due in court about now. He's expected to accept a plea deal after being accused of fraudulently raising money for a southern border wall. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says he can't expect too much help from the White House.
President Trump can't do anything for Bannon in this case because these are state charges. It's a New York state case, and Trump can only get involved and pardon Bannon for federal charges.
Wild winter weather means snow from Kentucky to the mid-Atlantic and heavy rain in the deep south. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Alerts for flooding in effect for eastern Texas into the northern portions of Louisiana. Northern sections of Georgia right on up through Kentucky and Tennessee. There's also going to be flooding farther to the south down along the I-20 and I-10 corridor from some of the heavier showers as well as thunderstorms.
What's in a name? Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered North Carolina's Fort Liberty to be reverted to its former name, but with new meaning.
The Biden administration had changed the North Carolina Special Operations Forces base to Fort Liberty in 2023 as it removed base names that honored Confederate leaders. General Braxton Bragg was a Confederate general and slave owner from North Carolina. Hegseth says he's renaming the base after Private First Class Roland Bragg, a World War II hero who earned the Silver Star and Purple Heart for his courage during the Battle of the Bulge. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Fox Sports says Sunday's Super Bowl was the most watched ever, with 126 million viewers on air or on streaming. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down 24. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We'll be under a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning. At this point, snowfall totals are ranging from 4 to 9 inches. The storm could impact the evening commute tomorrow. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The governor was in Racine yesterday. Do a deep dive about what the visit was all about at RacineCountyEye.com. Evers was on a statewide tour and did a pop-in at Acelero Learning on Mound. Pavement in Mount Pleasant will get broken up next week. A storm water drainage project will have Deerfield Road closed between Chapel Lane and Newman Road. That'll happen next week. The following week, there'll be a closure of Newman between Northwestern Avenue and Deerfield. Emmertson is being suggested as an alternate. An amber alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been extended to Missouri. Police believe she's traveling with Gary Day, the father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. And the Brewers have introduced a commemorative patch for the Uke. They'll wear it all season long, and it features Bob Uecker's signature on a golden navy plaid design. The patch will be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks get beat by the Warriors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled but came up short to Golden State, 125-111 in favor of the Warriors. The loss came one day after the Bucks had beat the Clippers on Sunday. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Thought overall our guys fought. They hung in there. I thought we were playing on tired legs. You could see that. You know, the only one that looked fresh was Dame in a lot of ways. He was aggressive. But, you know, it's a combination of 2 weeks home, 2 weeks, and now we leave back tomorrow. So we knew this this was coming. Not a lot we can do about it. Hopefully we can muster up enough energy and rest and then play this last game before we get our real rest.
The Bucks in Minnesota tomorrow night against the Timberwolves. Giannis Antetokounmpo's now missed 6 games with that calf muscle injury in his left leg, and he's going to be out for the NBA All-Star game this weekend. College Hoops, 18th-ranked Marquette hosts DePaul tonight. Number 16th-ranked Wisconsin at Purdue this Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few flurries this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine try to poke through this afternoon. Our high today right around 21. We have some snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, and it could be heavy with 6 or more inches of accumulation possible. There's a winter storm watch. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
The sun's rising.
To the Genesee Theater, and we have more tickets that you can win. Good morning, Dan Marcus. Good news, it's not Monday anymore.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town.
Gladys Knight and the Pips, and hop on the midnight train to Georgia with Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Be here about 11:15, will you? Deal? Because you could win, in time for Valentine's Day, a copy of Mannheim Steamroller's Romance CD. It's a beautiful, well-crafted song, the CD of love songs. And some you'll know, some will be new, but they're all beautiful, designed to put you in the mood. Yes, you can win it about 11:15 this morning. Be here, and we'll give you the number to call. And good luck winning that from WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain Fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain, and every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So, whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street, because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers. lays it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So I'll make you so lonely, baby. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you die. Man, the bailiff's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street. They'll never, never look back and think of something. I'll make you so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely. I'll make you die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, but you'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Yeah.
great song from the Beatles. They got tired of singing that after a while, and they did that every show, so I understand that. The station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, now presents Stuart J. Waddles from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The continuing role of early childhood programs brought the governor to Racine yesterday. Joan Evers concluded a statewide tour by visiting the Acelero Learning Center in Racine. It was a tour meant to highlight his budget initiatives regarding kids. Evers highlighted the economic importance of the Head Start and Child Care Counts programs. He warned that federal funding cuts could lead to significant economic hardships for both child care staff and families. You can read more about the visit and what's being proposed at RacineCountyEye.com. The winter storm watch kicks in tomorrow morning. It'll cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, with snowfall totals expected to be between 4 and 9 inches. The storm could impact travel during the evening commute. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. In a tribute to Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers have introduced a special patch for the upcoming season. It's adorned with Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. It'll be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. It'll first appear February 22nd during the team's preseason game against the Reds in Phoenix. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A few flurries this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine try to poke through this afternoon. Our high today right around 21. We have some snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, and it could be heavy with 6 or more inches of accumulation possible. There's a winter storm watch. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Don Rosen.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean, we've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know,
to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This was our introduction to Donovan, Mr. Sunshine Superman himself, WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. You're going to be mine.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets lined up and ready to go on WRJN.
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Oh, yeah.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Now, I won't tell you what year the next song came out because it's a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. So we'll kind of keep you in the dark about that, except to say that it's got the word groovy in the lyrics. So there's a clue, right? Congratulations to Nick Bashore, who won the Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts Valentine's contest. Nick's got all those great prizes. And so he's set up now with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha's Point on Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Also, he's got concert tickets to see the Association along with Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits on the 28th at Genesee Theater. And he's got a copy of that Mannheim Steamroller CD, Romance, all in time for Valentine's Day. Thanks for listening, Nick, and congratulations from WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Hey, there's the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. This one from 1968 at the height of the word groovy. The song is a husband and wife team, written by the husband, Jim Post. His wife, Kathy, sings the duet with him. And the part that I find fascinating about this song is that there is a debate that has never been resolved about this song. Because, well, the song is called Reach Out in the Darkness. Now, when I was a kid, I thought they were singing Freak Out in the Garden, but that's just me. But there is something to the fact that some people think that while Kathy is singing the title, Reach Out in the Darkness, Jim is singing Freak Out in the Darkness. Nah, there's no definitive answer to that. So judge for yourself with the song Reach Out or Freak Out in the Darkness or Freak Out in the Garden. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, WRJN.
I think it's so groovy now that people are finally getting together. I think it's wonderful now that people are finally getting together. I think it's so groovy now that people are finally getting together. I think it's wonderful now that people are finally getting together. Reach out in the darkness. Reach out in the darkness. Reach out in the darkness. And you may find
the darkness, freak out in the darkness, freak out in the garden, whatever it is, that's a great song. It's by friend and lover, otherwise known as Jim and Kathy Post, a husband and wife team. They eventually divorced, and Jim and his new wife moved to Galena, Illinois. How's that for trivia? So another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up at 1:45-ish, a great Monkees tune by request. By the way, about 1:45-ish, as I said, here on WRJN. WRJN. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's a cut from Simon & Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water album, Side 1, Track 3.